vote. Hello, somebody. God is God, and he's God all by himself. Michael and I love the same scripture. God is no respecter of persons. Man ought not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think. You know, sometimes we go to slip, dip, and trip. Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes.
Sometimes we mess up.
Yes, sir.
And if we don't go back to God, then we tow up on the floor.
Sure.
And the only way back is through Christ.
The only way.
Jesus is light in a dark place.
Yes.
He's the light at the end of your valley.
Yes.
And no, we're not asking for him to move our mountains. We want to pray to him that he would give us strength that we would be able to climb our mountain. See, sometimes you're going to have some good days.
Yes, sir.
And some days you're going to have some bad days.
Yes.
Everybody can't be on top of the Mount of Transfiguration every day having a good day. You got to come down like Jesus. You can't stay up in the high seats of the synagogue. You got to get down in the valley with the people. Are you with me? You have to get down in the valley. You have to go through the valley. You have to get some scars. You have to get some bumps and some bruises along the way. You can't walk through this thing without suffering. He's a sovereign, suffering Savior. He's a sovereign God is what he is. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. There ain't no other way. You can't climb up no other way. You can swing on the vine like Tarzan. But you still can't get up. God is a good God. And he knows exactly what he's doing with us. But let me be real with you for a hot 5 minutes. We're not the only ones that mess up. They've been messing up in every one of these 66 books of this Bible. And they've been messing up a long time, Mikey. It ain't just started. It hasn't just started. God gives us everything that we need to succeed, to excel. He gave us Jesus Christ. He gave us the living word, and all you'll ever need is the word. That's all you'll ever need in your trials, in your tribulations, in your persecutions. All you'll ever need is the word. If you lean and depend on him, he will direct your path. He'll lead you to pastures green. You'll eat of the fat of the land. God has taken care of you here at Pleasant Green. Many years. Many, many years. I remember an older pastor that used to have, Michael Jackson. When I was a younger preacher, he used to come down to Great New Hope downtown. He and I were good friends. Great man of God. God gives you pastors after his own heart. He knew exactly what you needed. He didn't give you what you want. He gave you what you needed. Are you with me? Sometimes folks don't want what they need. They just want what they want. And they want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. They want it like Burger King. Yeah, they don't want to wait till mama get through cooking in the kitchen. We're going to go down here to BK and get it our way. No, it's easy to do it like you want to microwave everything. That's why the marriages don't last. That's why the churches don't stand, because they don't stand on the word of God. They want a microwave. Some things you just can't rush. And you can't do anything without God. Are you with me? So I just want to talk about Jesus. If you just need a title, I'll title it Alive and Well. Because Jesus is alive and well. We are now in the area where It's after Resurrection Sunday. And Jesus has already ascended to the Father. So for those of you that have your Bible, would you go to the book of Acts, the very first book, beginning at verse 1 through 11, if you need scripture. Recall to hear all these words, and it reads as thus. The former treaties have I made of, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up. After that, through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. The appearances of the resurrected Christ is this. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, Hear ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Amen. You may be seated in honor of the written word of the Lord. A lot of things had to take place before Jesus ever even got to this. We can think about all the wonderful things that the Lord Jesus did for us. We sometimes get weary in our work. And our faith needs building up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just speaking and talking about this Jesus, I can remember when his cousin, John the Baptist, 6 months older than him, Herod has taken him and thrown him into a old filthy, nasty prison. It's probably maggots and dead bodies and feces and rats and roaches and things of this nature down here where John is. And John is heartbroken. And he sends out a cry that, Are you the one? Or should we look for another? And Jesus says that John is his cousin, and no man or woman has raised a greater son than him until the least that is in heaven. So John is the best thing that earth has at this time besides Jesus, unless you're already in heaven. He goes out and he starts utilizing his power, his supernatural power, and he begins to make the eyes of the blind see, and he begins to heal the ankle bones of those that cannot walk, the lame, and cause him to walk, and he loses the mute tongue so they can speak of the kingdom of God. He gives sight to the eyes so they can see the face of God.
Yes, sir.
He heals all manner of diverse diseases. A display of power that's unmatched. All right. His fame shoots out. John even hears about it in the dungeon of hell. His fame goes out. This thing is big now. It's growing. He makes his move to the city beautiful. He tells him, I must needs go through Samaria. I have to go to Jerusalem. This is where I have to go. And when I get there, they're going to do all manner of things to the Son of Man. They're going to persecute him. They're going to beat him. They're going to scourge him. They're going to spit on him. They're going to treat him like a transgressor. And he makes his way. He stops by and he sees a couple of old friends down there in Bethany. He has a friend named Lazarus that he has raised from the grave. Lazarus is sitting there and meet with him. Mary and Martha are cumbersome and taking care of him. He stopped by to see some old friends before he goes. He stopped by and he breaks bread with them. And he moves on. He creates one of the greatest stories that ever happened. Especially when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Well, they get him down here on Palm Sunday. The people are overjoyed. Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. They're waiting on the Son of David.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.